Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday night, Friday, April the 16th, 2021. Angie Evers joins me in studio here on this Friday night. Angie, how's it going? My mic is going all funny at this particular point. Okay, let's see if this steadies it out. I think it did. How's it going?
Well, it's a-going.
It certainly is. Now, we are taking phone calls, 740-383-9944. Now, before the break, we were talking about Ben Franklin and the city of Philadelphia. Does anybody have anything to add to what I had to say in regard to the legendary Ben Franklin, whose grave we visited just a few short weeks ago? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. What did we learn about why they throw pennies on his grave?
What did it say? Something about a penny. No, I don't remember. That's how.
He was a bad tipper. That's all you need to know.
I don't know about that.
You don't think Ben Franklin could have been a bad tipper? He looked, you know, he was kind of an older gentleman at that time. You know how older gentlemen are.
He may have been a great tipper.
Well, not if they're throwing pennies on his grave.
I don't know about that. He was probably a good tipper. He probably had money.
Well, I don't know. He certainly had an eye for the women. So I'm sure he was spending his money in that form and fashion.
But how do you know that?
How do I know what?
That he was spending his money on women.
Well, I don't really know that he did, but when you have an eye for the younger women, you know, you have to bring something to the table other than yourself when you're an older gentleman. Usually the older gentleman and the younger women do not happen unless the older gentleman
has money.
Has money, sure.
You know what they call them nowadays?
I do know what they call that.
Sugar daddies.
Yeah, but that could Ben Franklin could have been the first one. But you know, he liked the younger women, though. He'd probably be in prison now.
You think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he. I'm not saying he did anything improper, but you know, I bet he padded a few bottoms in his day. We used to do that back in the 1700s.
Right. They did.
So yeah, he'd probably be in prison.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was with him. I don't know. Him and the younger women. Him and the French women. Has anybody else heard this but me, that he was a bad tipper and that he liked the younger women? I mean, I don't want to say things that are out of school here, but you know, there's part of history that we never learn. You know, I heard this today because, you know, tomorrow's the funeral for Prince William, who was 99. Just missed his one. No, it's not William. Who died? Philip. He would have been 100, like in June. And there's a story that the thing is, we're fascinated in America with royalty. Now, a lot of people feel that's because we know all their dirt. We really don't make a lot of movies about our dirt. We hide the dirt. Unlike George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, we don't really like to talk about their dirt. So I think that's really why we're more fascinated with the royals, because we know all their dirt.
I guess I don't really pay much attention.
Well, like, you think these men, like George Washington and Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, that they didn't have character flaws?
Well, I'm sure they did.
I mean, we know that Thomas Jefferson fooled around with Sally Hemings, his slave, and had children to that effect. But we don't want to talk about that.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't pay attention.
And they talk about George Washington and his high heels and his wigs and his, you know, makeup on his cheeks.
But didn't they wear that stuff back then?
I don't know. Do you see a lot of other people dressed up like that?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a big history person, so.
Well, I'm not saying it means anything. I'm just saying that there's a lot of things in our history that we don't really, has nobody else heard that Ben Franklin had an eye for the younger women?
I've never heard that.
And also John Quincy Adams. John Adams was his father. It's my understanding John Adams was still alive when John Quincy Adams became president. And I don't think that he was at the inauguration. I don't think he ever went to the White House when his son was president. I don't think they really had much of a relationship. Oh, it's the history police out to get me now. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would Britney still wear that? The wigs and stuff.
Well, only on special occasions.
When you're in court, you have to have those wigs on.
Right. So why do you think George Washington was always dressed like that? How come we never see a picture of him without the, you know, the blush on and the wig and the high heels?
Well, probably because they didn't have pictures back then. They just had drawings.
So do you think this is what he always looked like? Or is this just a fake thing?
No, I don't think he looked like that when he was working around the farm or when he was in his soldiering days and stuff like that. I doubt he wore that stuff then. But
now, what do you think about Ben Franklin?
I never heard that stuff about Ben Franklin. But it wouldn't surprise me, you know.
No, he was an older gentleman, and he had an eye for the ladies.
But a penny back then was a lot of money.
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, was there anything lower than a penny?
I don't know. Back then, might have been, but
I heard he was a bad tipper, and he had his issues, but, you know, that's life, I guess.
I got a question for you.
Oh, go ahead.
You said when you keel over, you didn't know what to do with your car? Can I have it?
I'll will it to you. Next time I go to the emergency room, I'll make sure that you get the car.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. They pick your bones dry before you're even in the grave. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. It is true, though. We know, you know, the English history... They let it all hang out. You know, we know all about that they're, you know, fifth cousins marrying each other and all this sort of stuff. I mean, you think that didn't go on in our history? Of course it did.
I'm sure it did.
But we don't ever talk about that because we want to put these people on pedestals. I mean, look at the whole statue talk. I mean, my goodness, people get up in arms about that. But it's really because we like our heroes to be heroes. You know, we've learned what an awful guy Christopher Columbus was. But we still, because we've been taught to honor him, we still want to honor him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, he's still standing down in Columbus.
Yeah, and if you want to honor him, I think that's fine. I mean, he was a person and he did do things, but we've now learned he had no idea that, he had found anything. He thought he was in the West Indies. He named people who were already here a name that they did not like because he thought he was in the West Indies. He called them Indians. And we found out he treated them poorly, killed a lot of them. So I don't know. We call him the founder of this country. Well, I don't know. How do you find something that people are already living on?
But why did they honor him in the first place then?
Well, I think because it was a good story. That he did arrive here, but he didn't know where he was. certainly didn't treat people very well who were here.
Where did he come from?
I think he came from, was it England or France? I can't remember. And he had to borrow the money to come. And he tried, like, two other expeditions that people don't talk about to try to get back here. Because he was never quite sure what was going on. He thought, he didn't know this continent was here. I think he was trying to find a quicker route.
Like he was in a boat and then just...
Yeah, I mean, and he had to borrow money for this expedition. I, you know, from my understanding, he was pretty well a failure in life and died kind of a failure.
How old was he when he died?
I don't know. I mean, has anybody else heard this about Columbus? Give us a buzz. History night here. 740-383-9944. But, you know, I still like Ben Franklin. I don't care that he had an eye for the women. See, that's what I don't understand. Why can't we still like the people, even though we know that they have picadillos?
Well, I mean, I think you can.
But we don't like that. If somebody has a picadillo, we have to defer. No, that wasn't the case. That wasn't, no. Well, it was. But, you know, we can still like them.
Right. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If you like somebody, you like them.
Even if they have picadillos.
Right. But doesn't everybody?
Some bigger than others, I guess. Are you going to get up at 9 o'clock tomorrow to watch the funeral of Prince Philip? Which will be televised, I think, on all the networks.
No.
Some people do care about this royal stuff.
I will not
stuff.
Be getting up early tomorrow to watch anything. Actually, I don't even have TV right now, so I can't watch anything unless it's on Facebook.
Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Do you have anything to add to this conversation tonight? 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. History is the topic. Ben Franklin, Christopher Columbus, George Washington, Prince Philip, and all the history that encompasses this. You know, they were married for 73 years, Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip.
That's a long time.
You know, she said the reason it was a success is because they had space.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Right.
That's exactly what you want in a relationship.
Space.
Space. Well, because when you are on top of each other, it is difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody needs their own time.
That's true. What was, she said space and something else. Oh, respect for each other.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of times people don't respect each other at all.
73 years.
Whew. I can't imagine.
Now, we'll go to New York. We did Philadelphia and Hershey and Lancaster. Now, we went to, you had never been to Manhattan. So, do tell.
Nope. Never been there. I drove into, well, I don't know all the terms. I drove into where? Manhattan?
Yeah, Midtown.
Through the tunnel?
Lincoln Tunnel.
And we didn't have to wait in line at all. There was, like, no line. Because Scott had said that there was usually a line, a long wait to get into New York. And we didn't have to wait at all. Like, we just drove right in.
Yeah, usually the Lincoln Tunnel's backed up. Because it's only, I believe, two lane. And it's usually not that quick getting in. There's usually a bottleneck there.
I was a little worried driving in there when I've never, ever driven anywhere like that before. But it was fine because there was, like, nobody there. There was just hardly any traffic. We didn't even see very many taxi cabs. Like, you know, when you look at pictures from New York, you see taxi cabs everywhere. But I don't really remember seeing... I remember seeing a few, but not very many. Do you?
Not a whole lot. So after we parked, give me your assessment of New York City. First timer.
So after we parked, we took a stroll to find where we were heading. But it was really neat. A lot of neat views. So, but once we got to the Phil's place, that was pretty neat. So, we got to take his elevator all the way up to the penthouse. He's got like, I don't know, probably the whole floor of this, what, Fifth Avenue place that overlooks the whole city and Central Park, and like you walk out, he has this deck, which we were all the way up, and if you looked out the window, which I had taken pictures out the window, but I mean, it overlooks Central Park, and I mean, you can see the New York skyline. I guess that's what you call it. So it was really neat. But he was really nice. And
Phil Donahue.
Yes, Phil Donahue. He was very nice. He was funny. It was neat, kind of mesmerizing to watch him talk for 2 hours. So I was taking pictures and...
So how did you think I handled that?
Very well. Phil Donahue is very impressed by our Scott Spears.
Oh, no, see, I wouldn't have said that. No, I wasn't going for that. I wasn't looking for that type of compliment.
But he was. He gave you lots of compliments. I mean, it was very impressive.
See, I don't remember what he said, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, I have some of it on video. I did record some video, and I took some pictures, and...
So what did you... Going to New York for the first time, being in a Fifth Avenue penthouse with a major celebrity and his major celebrity wife, watching this interview go down, what was your take?
It was really neat. I wish I would have dressed a little better for the occasion, because I guess we didn't have our plans all planned out that day, so... I probably would have wore something different if I'd known what we were going to be doing.
Now, is it a moment you will ever forget the rest of your life?
No.
I just thought it was a very unique moment.
It's a very once-in-a-lifetime event.
But he just couldn't have been nicer. I mean, I want to express that to people, that this is obviously a very well-to-do guy and celebrity. He doesn't have to be nice. And he just could not have been more hospitable. It was just like going to a friend's house, I thought.
Right. He offered us something to drink, like a beer or something, and we're like, no, we just want... Water's fine. So he gave us this... We each got a bottle of water. Which they were glass bottles of water, and we still have the bottles, which, you know, I'm sure I'll keep forever.
And he just talked for 2 hours.
Yeah. I mean, it was really neat. He told lots of stories and about his career, his life in general, and it was just really neat. And I do want to say this about his hair. I said his hair... was the softest looking hair I'd ever seen, and I wanted to touch it because
it looked
so soft. You're mesmerized
by this man's hair.
Yeah, his hair looked like the softest hair I'd ever seen. I mean,
he can afford the good conditioner.
Yes, I would love to know what kind of conditioner he uses, because I mean, it has to be good stuff. Yeah, I mean, his hair just looked so soft. And, you know, it's like pure white. And white hair, like, you know, when I get white hair, and, you know, because I'm that age where I do get white hairs, my white hair that comes in is curly and coarse. Like, it's just really, like, it's not soft like my other hair.
Now people will know who Marlo Thomas is listening. they know she's a big movie star celebrity. You didn't really, you know, equate her with anything, but you did meet her.
Right.
Right. So what, because see, we have different memories of this. What is your meeting with Marlo Thomas, your memory?
I think she's just very protective of Phil. So.
What, you tell people what you remember happening, and I'll tell people what I remember happening.
Well, they come out of the door, like, there's, like, when we got off the elevator, there's just, like, an empty room. It's, like, hardwood floors, but it was, like, an empty room with, like, five doors. It was kind of weird. And then they come out, Phil come out, and he did, like, you at arm bump, but he shook my hand. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, he shook my hand.
Did he?
He did. But he gave you an arm bump.
Oh, see, I don't... I remember we did an arm bump.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were all kind of awkward. Because you and I had our masks on.
Right.
And they didn't.
Right.
Because it's their house.
Right.
And I remember, you know, oh, what do we do here, I think is what he was saying. And we did an arm bump.
Mm-hmm. But he shook... He came down and shook my hand.
He shook your hand.
He did.
So then what happened? Because this is where it gets hazy.
Well, she was asking... if we had been vaccinated.
Yeah, I remember that. Marlo Thomas appeared.
Yes.
And she said, have you been vaccinated?
Yes.
Yeah. And we said yes.
Yes.
And then?
And then? I don't know. Well, he was taking us up to his man cave.
But AKA his office.
She didn't want us to go. She says, well, since there's two of you, why don't you just stay down here? And he's like, oh, no, I have it all set up upstairs. So we went upstairs. He got us our waters, and then we went upstairs to his man cave.
And then he told us to take our masks off.
Right. And we did. So.
See, but I don't recall her coming off bad.
I mean, I think she was just trying to be protective of him, you know, which I can completely understand. So.
I didn't understand, though, if it was going to be just the two of us, why it's okay to go up to the office, but if it was the three of us, why it wasn't okay. I didn't quite
Maybe
understand.
Maybe she was jealous because he shook my hand.
Oh, was there a thing going on there?
Maybe.
Was he another Ben Franklin?
Maybe.
I don't know. He did mention your name right before we went on the air. I remember that.
He did. I have it on video, but he said I was annoying.
Yeah, yeah. What was the... I forget.
But he was laughing.
It was
because
a joke.
I was taking pictures.
Yeah. Because I asked him what New York was like and all that, and he said, you got on his nerves.
But oh, yeah,
everything else was good.
Right.
Yeah.
But he was just saying it in a jokingly way.
I thought he was great. I mean, it was so much fun to sit across from him in his office, Fifth Avenue. In the whole office is glass. You know,
oh, yeah.
More or less. And, you know, even though there was Central Park behind me, it was also behind him. I was looking at the New York skyline.
Right.
And it was all just very heady.
Yeah. And I did a fail, though, because I didn't get behind Phil Donahue to get
Now, see,
picture.
I have told you this is not a big issue.
But I was too afraid to go behind Phil Donahue to get a picture of, like... you know, him talking to you, like, but I was too afraid to go behind him. I didn't want to get in his space. So, I just felt like I didn't want to do that.
I just thought he was great. And I didn't even know what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
I didn't have any notes.
Everything went perfect. I mean, I don't think it could have gone better.
Very nice man. Good guy.
Very.
Then we went out to all the spots. We went through Central Park. We walked through Central Park. We went down to Times Square. Went to the gift shops. We went to Rockefeller Center. We went to Radio City. We went everywhere, pretty much. All the
yeah, we did
Plaza
a lot
Hotel.
Of, a lot of walking.
Plaza Hotel, went and got pizza. What'd you make? What were your thoughts of New York? As what you thought it would be as to what it was?
Well, I mean, going during pandemic time, I guess, you know, it's probably not like what it probably normally is. I mean, there was no hustle and bustle and people everywhere. There just wasn't. I mean, when I was in the gift shop, I was the only one in the gift shop. I mean, there was just nobody there.
I broke something.
Yes,
in the gift shop. I broke a shot glass or something.
Yeah. Because you were carrying the bag, so I ended up taking the bag. I was like, here, I'll carry that. We don't need anything else broke.
They didn't make me pay for it, though. God bless their heart. But it was just good. And I think, Phil Donahue, there was just a lot of trust there. And I liked him, and I think he liked me, and I think it was just perfect.
Oh, yeah. It just went so well. I mean, and he was just so nice.
It's an odd experience, though, because I appreciate him as a communicator. I think he's a great communicator. I think he was great at what he did. I think even if you don't like his politics, because he does give opinions, which is fine, I just, as a communicator, to me, he's very animated. I can see why he would be at the top of his game for 30 years.
Yeah.
All right. Does anybody have any questions? I've never taken any questions on this. Do you have any questions about my Fifth Avenue penthouse experience or New York or Philadelphia or Hershey or whatever? Give us a buzz here. Questions galore right now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have any questions?
Do I have questions about our trip? I don't think so.
Where do you rank it in your life experiences?
Well, you know, meeting Phil Donahue and being up in his penthouse for 2 hours, I would say that's pretty at the top of the list. I don't ever remember anything else ever happening in my life like that.
It's all who you know.
Right.
See, and I think this is, it doesn't matter where you're from. It's what you do.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, if you think about it, it really is.
Well, I certainly will never forget it.
Oh, no. I mean, that's definitely a once in a lifetime. You'll never forget it. I'll never forget it.
And did not know until a couple hours before that was going to happen. Knew that I was going there to do an interview and knew that there was going to be a meeting, but I didn't know it was going to take place at his place.
Yeah. But right now, I mean, like, well, you know, because he was going to buy you a Starbucks. He told you that on the air the last time he was on the radio with you. So
he still owes me a Starbucks, is what you're saying.
Maybe. He did give you a water, though.
He did give me a water. He did. And it's a memorable experience. And I've been to New York several times. But I don't think anything will ever top that because of how it happened. It was just a very, you know, that day is encapsulated in my mind.
Yeah. It did rain on us, though, like, when we were walking around that night, it rained, so we had to, I think we got a little wet. Because we didn't have an umbrella.
Well, it was hard to find the parking garage.
Yeah, we were really struggling to remember where we parked.
But once we found it,
I had the ticket in my pocket, which, I mean, that's what we went by. But
and I paid the bill.
Yeah. And here we parked in a parking garage and spent quite a bit of money for that because we didn't really know where we were going or what. So anyway, when we got to the, I don't know, what do you call it, wherever Phil Donahue lives at the complex, whatever. And the doorman was talking to me while Scott was in the bathroom. The doorman was talking to me. And I told him where we parked, and he's like, gosh, you should have just parked over here. He's like, Sundays, it's free parking. He's like, it's free parking on the road. We could have parked right in front of the place. And here we walked probably, like, I don't know, a mile and a half to get to his place where the parking garage was.
We walked through Central Park.
So.
All the way through, bell to bell.
Got a little muddy.
Yeah, but I don't remember that. We didn't track any mud in.
No. No. I did wash my shoes, though, when we got home.
You know, when we got back, because we drove back to Hershey that night. The next day, we got up and went and ate breakfast. Now, what was that place we ate breakfast at with the big pancakes? Was it the Hershey Pantry?
I believe.
Which was right next door to the hotel, which we've been eating at McDonald's every morning.
Right. Of course, McDonald's is going to be cheaper than that place. But that place was, they had really good pancakes. They were ginormous, but they were really good. I mean, even if we would have shared a meal, we probably still couldn't have even finished the whole thing. Both of us.
No, and I remember our waitress was very nice.
Yes. So, but it was good. I mean, it was a cute little place.
Yeah, it was a nice, it was a whole, the whole trip from bell to bell was very nice.
Yes. We were in the car a lot. We were in the car a lot. So we did a lot of driving, but, it worked out okay.
All over the Eastern Seaboard.
Oh, yeah. So.
That was really the first trip I've taken out of Ohio since the pandemic. And, it really was not troublesome.
No, we didn't run into any issues. The only thing, I would have liked to have watched the 3D movie at the Hershey place, but they were sold out. Well, basically because you have to pick a time of when you're going to go to the Hershey place. Like, they didn't have any movie slots open at that time that we were going to go. So, that was a little disappointing because I had to pay to do that. Because they have the really cute, 3D, 4D movie that's really cute. And I would have liked you to seen it. Did that make sense? I would have liked you to watch it.
Well, I'd go back. I said next time I would go back to Hershey and just stay there. For 3 days. Because I like it. It's a little hamlet of a town. But I think you could find a lot of stuff to do there. But see, it seemed like a very structured every day.
Yeah, we just had a lot of stuff that we had to do. And we just didn't have a great amount of time. We basically had Saturday and Sunday to do our stuff. So, but I'd rather stay over in Amish country, that area, than Hershey, probably. Well, I think there's probably a little bit more to do over in that area. Hershey is okay, but in the Redding area, Redding and Lancaster and all that, I think there's more stuff to do over there than the Hershey area. Hershey may be historic as far as the factory and stuff. Chocolate.
Well, I still did not understand. There was the Hershey Times building, which I thought was a newspaper. But nowhere in Hershey, even at the gas station.
We couldn't find a paper anywhere.
No, they didn't have a Hershey Times. So I don't know if there is such a thing.
Yeah, I don't know. We never really seen any papers.
I watched a biography recently on Milton Hershey, and that town, he built that place, donated the land for churches, and really the streets are named that way because of him, and the town is named that because of him. He really gave the money to make that town.
Yeah.
And but, you know, I thought it would be bigger because of the big plant. You would think more people work there. Like, Marysville has built up because of Honda being there. And I would think the big Hershey plant there, that would be like a Marysville, but it's really not.
No. And, like, when you do the tour of the place, it's not the real factory. It's just an animated, like, playful, like, for kids. I mean, it's cute. Like, adults think it's cute, too. But it's not the real where they actually make chocolate.
No, but it's the factory is there.
Right.
I don't know how far away it is from there. And there also is, you can go visit Milton Hershey's home, I guess.
Hmm. Yeah, and there was that museum. There was a museum there, too. But we didn't get to do everything.
All right, we got about 8 minutes left tonight, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you're out there listening, do you have any questions, comments, concerns on anything? Doesn't have to be the trip, doesn't have to be anything we've talked about, could be anything. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. We're back at full power here on a Friday night. What do people do on Friday nights? In April. There's really no sports going on right now. I don't know what people do.
Maybe they order pizza and just hang out at home.
That's what I should start doing.
Yeah. I like pizza.
Start a whole new thing myself. Just sit at home and eat pizza on Friday night and relax.
Yep. We drove by Tubby's and they were busy.
Tubby's was busy tonight.
And, I mean, they're busy almost all the time. But, I mean, I could eat Tubby's every week. I like Tubby's.
I haven't had pizza in a while.
Nope. Maybe tomorrow we can get pizza.
You know, I don't remember the last time I had pizza. It's been a while. I didn't have any last weekend or during the week. I think the last time I had pizza was with you when we had the, did we have Tubby's? Might have been. That might have been 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Oh, I don't know if it has been that long. Has it been that long?
I think it has.
Wow. I don't know. Last Friday, I got a calzone from Belly Busters. I love their calzones. And they're only $4.
They're cheap. What is a calzone?
Oh, and I get the garlic butter on them. Like, you can get garlic butter or probably pizza sauce or something. But I always get, like, garlic butter with mine, and I dip it. I dip the calzone in the garlic butter, and that is my favorite. I'm sure it's real healthy for me.
You know, I wonder if our Pina Grigio couple is still out there. You know, before we lost power, I think was the last time we heard from them. I don't know if they're still out there or not. Hopefully they are. Hope they're doing well. If they're out there listening.
Well, because we were off the air for a couple weeks, weren't we? I mean, before, we were off for like 3 weeks. Were we?
I don't think it was 3 weeks, but I think we did one show in 4 weeks. Because we were off the first week we came here. Because that was the day we moved. And then we were off the weekend before that because we were in Pennsylvania. But the weekend before that, we did do a show. But the weekend prior to that was the weekend I had that horrible headache. So in
See, course, I don't remember doing a show in between your migraine and...
Yeah, there was a Friday between the migraine and the trip.
Yeah, I don't remember that. So, I guess I have short-term memory.
I remember it for a particular reason, but... I think it was like the 19th.
Huh. Well, I must not know that reason.
You know, I have not heard much going on down at the root beer stand.
No?
No. Have you?
No.
No.
I went there the other day for lunch, though.
Wonder if they've got their strawberry pie yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I don't... I think somebody brought me a piece last year, but I don't remember it.
Hmm.
I think it might have happened. What is in strawberry pie? Just goo?
Well, I think theirs is just goo. I make my strawberry pie different.
What do you put in strawberry pie?
Can't tell you. It's a secret. It's a secret recipe.
So you... But there is a... It's not just strawberry
goo? It's
not
like the gel. No. Oh, mine is not. But it's really good. It's the best. I can't eat it.
Oh, well that... See?
Yeah. But it's very, very good.
See, you said you made good sugar cookies, though, at Christmas, and that never happened either.
I know. I never said I made good sugar cookies. I've never made sugar cookies.
Or chocolate chip or something.
Yeah, you I do make good chocolate chip cookies,
never
too.
Saw any.
I know. That's because I'm never home, and I can never bake, and when I'm home, I have to clean.
Now, I ate a whole lot of no-bake cookies last year.
I did make no-bake.
Well, there was a batch that was bad, apparently, and I was given that batch.
And you I ate that. Them anyway.
Why? They didn't seem problematic to me.
Yeah, and but then you tasted the good batch.
There was a different taste, but it wasn't huge.
Yeah. No bakes are touchy. Sometimes they could be really dry if you cook them too long, or they could be too wet and not form if you don't cook them long enough.
I had a lot of candy last Christmas at my house. It was piled up.
Yeah. I do like sugar cookies, but I don't ever make them because I don't have time and I don't have a good recipe. I make meltaways. That's like I don't know what you call them, like a shortbread kind of cookie.
I think you made those.
Yeah, I did make those. I don't know if you ate those or not.
I did a few of those.
Yeah.
And then there were some other things on that tray.
What else did I made that peanut butter stuff. What do you call it?
Peanut butter stuff.
Yes. Cornflake candy.
Oh, yes. Yep, that was there.
Yeah.
But wasn't there some other stuff?
Puppy chow. Oh, and then I made that Crispix mix. Like a sweet mix. I think you did eat that.
I ate most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the meltaways were okay, but I don't think I'm a big sugar person, so if something tastes very, very sweet, I just can't eat a whole lot of it.
Yeah, those are pretty sweet.
I like them, I just can't eat a ton of them at the same time. Well, can you believe we're out of time? What an interesting, it was kind of like a travel log. It was like Charles Carroll tonight, and people learned about Ben Franklin.
That's great.
And his eye for the younger women. La-di-da. Anything to say as we wrap this up?
Nope. That's it.
For all of us at WWGH News, for Angie Evers, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
On FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real.